Tattoo by Nezstorm, read by Bree. This is a Teen Wolf fanfic. It's an after effect, the price they had to pay, were willing to pay, to survive. The spell was their last resort, really, even if the chances of success were slim. But Styles had a few years of emissary training behind him, had enough power and belief, just the right amount of stubbornness to make it all work out. And Peter was the perfect tether, the only wolf with enough power and experience to be the other part of the spell, the one with enough will to not give himself in and give up. The Coven had been the largest threat since the Alpha Pack and the Duroc 5 years ago, and they haven't been as battle-trained as they were now. Nowhere near as close and powerful, and yet it still wasn't enough. They still lacked the strength to fend them off, to protect their town. It was Styles' sacrifice, whether it worked or not. It was Peter's ready agreement because he had enough trust in Styles' abilities, because he was power-hungry enough to want it to work. And it did, even better than Styles thought possible, because they were just that compatible, exactly the right halves to make a whole, to be bound for life. So you'll do it? You knew the answer before you even decided to ask. Even when the witches were finally gone, the last of them scattered all around the preserve as a warning. Even when a new creature appeared, just another threat out of many lured in by the Nemeton. Even then, they kept growing in power, because the more they fought together, the closer they got, the stronger was their bond. It worked in many ways, the spell, besides enhancing their strengths. They had a pool of abilities they could share, made them aware of each other's presence no matter how far they were. They weren't completely dependent on each other, but they were significantly drawn to stay together, to orbit in the other's space. They built around the bond. They cared and groomed, were aware. But they still didn't cross that one last boundary. There were bleed-throughs, too, strong emotions catching up to them both. Days where they couldn't look at each other because it got too much, the bond too strong to handle. All-encompassing and thorough, with barely any space left to breathe. Making the twin tattoos that manifested with the bond itch. A tribal sun on Peter's neck, the light of day that was all Styles. A half-moon for Styles' throat. That glimmered electric blue when he drew on Peter's powers. But even through those times, Styles considered it one of his better decisions. It saved them so many times, protected those he held dear, and it gave him a sense of security, even though it was Peter that he'd have in his life to the last breath. Or maybe because. They were strong. They were capable. They were assholes that fed off banter and snark, that got a kick out of riling each other up, that shared knowledge and time now, that were sometimes so close to sharing air. Sometimes it's like we're too close and still not close enough, Scott. It scares me. Maybe it scares him too. There is a snapping point to everything, though. A second shoe to drop. Something always had to give. Especially with the tension building between them, with the little unspoken things. It was vampires this time around. An old clan that had them planning each step carefully, debating allies they could call upon. It also brought even more tension. Put a larger strain on the bond because Peter and Styles couldn't agree on a plan. Because Styles was the perfect bait, and Peter wouldn't even consider letting him endanger himself for the greater good. So it's Peter that throws himself into the fight before Styles can even track him down, before he can even think to stop him there, before they have to swoop in and save him, carry him out so he has a chance to heal. Before Styles' rage burns the last of the vampires down. You fucking idiot! Better me than you. They almost sucked you dry.
I heal.
Styles can't calm down, can't cool the swirl of rage that burns in his chest. He doesn't even try, really. Forces it further through the bond because he needs Peter to feel it. And Peter does. Dares to smirk at Styles and shrug, as if he didn't care that Styles could almost feel him slip away. The bond flares, Styles burns, and something snaps. He never used it like this, never against Peter, but it comes almost effortlessly. He pins Peter to the wall with just the force of his will and bites at his neck, at the blazing sun that is his mark on Peter. Sinks his teeth into the brand that makes Peter his, that makes him Peter's. He gets a taste of him, latches his mouth there and sucks bruises into the sun, and it all goes downhill from there. Because Peter lets him, doesn't fight back at all, and just bares his neck. He bares his throat and allows Styles to take, to mark, to own. And the marks don't heal. It's a whirlwind of movement and torn clothes when Styles finally pulls away for a breath. He loses track of time and space until he's on his back, with arms wrapped around Peter's shoulders, with his fingers digging into Peter's skin. He uses his legs to pull Peter closer as Peter fucks into him with slow, deliberate thrusts. And it's good. So good. Styles' cock trapped between their bellies, Peter braced on his forearms over him. And Styles is so close already, but it's not enough, and Peter's neck is just there. The tattoo is glistening with sweat and spit from when Styles licked all over it. The skin around the sun purpling with marks Styles left. He can't help leaving one more, though, so he closes his mouth around the skin and clenches his teeth, and Peter howls. Peter's movements aren't slow anymore, aren't dragged out, but fast, filling the room with obscene sounds of skin slapping against skin. Styles cants his hips just so as he pulls Peter even closer, and that's it. That's enough. His teeth pierce the skin as he comes, and Peter is right behind him, a distinct sound of tearing cloth lost to Styles as they ride it out. As Peter falls on top of him and they catch their breath, synchronized in every shaky inhale. When minutes passed, when the bond settles into a soothing warmth inside of Styles and their mouths meet, there's copper on Styles' tongue, and it makes Peter growl possessively into his mouth as they kiss. This is the end. Thank you for listening.